Hello and welcome to Healthy Mind, Healthy Life with your host Avik. This podcast is all about exploring the latest research, sharing personal stories and providing personal tips for improving our mental health and well-being. Each episode will be joined by experts in the field of mental health as well as individuals who have experienced the transformative power of a healthy mind firsthand. Together, we will dive into a range of topics from managing stress and anxiety to building resilience and cultivating happiness. So, join us on this journey to discover new ways to take care of our minds, bodies, and souls. And let's work together to create a healthier, happier world one episode at a time. So, let's get started. Hello and welcome back to Healthy Mind, Healthy Life. I'm your host Avik, and today we are joined by Jason Roberts. So welcome to the show, Jason.
Thanks for having me. I'm excited to share with you guys.
Lovely. So Jason, like before we start our conversation today, because today's topic is very, very great, where we'll be talking about the brain, mindset and emotions for the success. So, but before we do that, I'd love to mention this to all. I mean, informed to all of our listeners that Jason is a peak performance coach who built multi-million dollar businesses, like from overcoming their setbacks to helping others thrive. Jason's all about mindset for the success. So why to wait for? Let's dive into this, his story and unlock his potential. So welcome to the show again, Jason.
Thank you. Thanks again.
Lovely. So Jason, like, I have read your bio, and from there, I have few things in my mind. Like, you overcame a challenging upbringing and a major financial setback. So, if you can share, like, how your mindset helped you navigate these difficulties?
Yeah, I think that's a great question, and I think some people may feel resistance to what I'm about to say. And so I would just ask you to bear with me and let me explain, because your first instinct may be to be kind of pushed back on it. But one thing that I think is important is, like, ultimate responsibility, right? Like, we're exactly where we are because of the decisions that we have made, not because of our upbringing, not because of our, you know, parents that were mean to us, not because those things play a role, right? But at the end of the day, we are in 100% control of deciding how we interpret something that happens to us and how we respond to it. I watched this Oprah episode where she interviewed two twin brothers, and one of them was in and out of prison their entire life, and the other one was a multimillionaire. And I'll cut to the chase, but she asked the one in prison, you know, she's in prison interviewing him, and she said, if there was one reason that you would attribute a lifetime of being in and out of prison, being in trouble, not having anything that you want in life, what would it be? And he said, I can tell you exactly what it is, Oprah. You know, when I was a kid, my dad was an alcoholic. He beat me. He beat my mom. He verbally abused us. He emotionally abused us. And as I'm listening to this, I'm saying, I'm kind of agreeing with the guy. Like, no wonder, man. That's terrible. That's you know, it's a terrible way to be brought up. Like, nobody deserves that. But then the camera, then the scene changes, and it pans to Oprah driving up this big driveway up to this mansion. And now she's interviewing the twin brother, and she asked him a couple questions, and then she asked him the same question that she asked the one in prison. She said, if there was one reason why what you would attribute all your success, your beautiful family, your three great kids, all this love, all this wealth, all this abundance, what would you attribute it to? And he gave the exact same answer as the brother in prison. He said, I can tell you exactly what it is. I was abused as a child. My dad was an alcoholic. He beat my mom. He beat us. He verbally abused us. So what I like to tell people is there's three things that control our emotional state, that we allow to control our emotional state. Number one is what we focus on. So what we choose to focus on. Number two is the meaning that we give that thing that we focus on. And then the action that we take is number three. So if you look at those two situations, they both experience the exact same thing. One of them gave it a meaning of empowerment. One of them gave it a meaning of disempowerment. And because of the meaning that they gave it and the action that they then took, it was drastically different. Now, I don't think any of us can argue that it's terrible, but I can choose to give it a different meaning. I can choose to say, you know, if it wasn't for that, I wouldn't have the opportunity to do this, or because of that, I'm going to be better, or, you know, we can give it a more empowering meaning.
Yeah, true. Exactly. So, what are some of the strategies that you implemented to bounce back from the bankruptcy and rebuild your success?
So one thing that I will say is, you know, we all hear that 90% of New Year's resolutions fail by the end of January. 90% of new businesses, I work with a lot of entrepreneurs, 90% of new businesses fail within the first 5 years. And having been able to, I've been blessed to be able to travel the country. I get to speak in front of groups and I get to, you know, teach them from the mistakes that I've made. And you start to see patterns. You start to see patterns show up of people that have, that, you know, I could go speak to a group of 300 people and I could share with them where $1 million worth of gold is buried under the ground. And four or five of them will get in the car and go drive and go get it, but the rest of them don't. And that always, it always made me think, why, what is it that causes some of us to take the information that we know will make life better and act on it? And what is it that causes some of us to not do that? And so that's really what I've been focusing in on is we normally have the tools, right? We normally have what we need to get what it is we're trying to get. We all have these things that we say that we want, but yet if we looked at our lives, maybe our actions wouldn't necessarily line up with the things that we say that we want. And it's like, why do we say we want this? We have the tools and we're still not doing it. It's because there's some sort of internal conflict. And so one of the biggest tools that I can give, and I take people through a 16-week training to reprogram their subconscious. So it's an in-depth thing. I'm going to give you as much as I can possibly give you on this interview, but understand that I'm just cracking the surface. But one of the things that you can do right off the bat is what I would call like identity work. We, as human beings, our subconscious, one of the strongest things that it tries to do is stay in alignment with what it believes that we are. So meaning that if I believe that I'm a failure and I'm never going to have success in something, like if that's my identity, if that's a core belief, my subconscious causes me to show up in that way in all different aspects of my life. You know, you mentioned that I've started 11 companies, 10 of them did over $1 million their first year in business. And I'm not saying, hey, look at me. I'm just saying that I'll tell you exactly why it happened. Hmm. The first one that I built, I don't want to say that I got lucky because I worked really hard, but luck is part of it, right? Right place at the right time is a big deal. But I mean, I also was a slave to that business and worked really, really hard. And I sacrificed a lot of things that matter in order for that to happen. But my point in it is that I had extreme success in that first business, and you can equate it to whatever you want. But what it taught my subconscious is, when I open a business, it's going to succeed. And that was my thermostat. That was my baseline. And so I didn't know anything else. I didn't know any different because my identity or my belief was tied around that result. And so as we, you know, as we opened a second company, third company, fourth company, as we continue to do it, I showed up as the belief system, as the belief set that the person who succeeds in business has. And so if one of the things that we work on people to change is if you want to lose 20 pounds, but your identity and your beliefs are tied around the fact that you're tired and that you don't like the gym and that you don't want to work out and that you don't want to eat hot, like if that's your identities and your beliefs, you can want to lose 20 pounds all you want, but your subconscious, I mean, you have 60 to 70,000 thoughts per day. And 90% of them are the same subconscious thoughts that you had yesterday and the day before. And guess what? They're almost all negative. So our brain isn't designed to empower us, to push us forward, to make us better. And I don't mean doom and gloom. I just mean understand how it works so that we can rewire it to get the things out of life that we want.
Got it. Understood. So, how can the listeners identify and overcome the limiting beliefs that might be holding them back?
So I think that's a great question. I think the first thing is to understand that we all have limiting beliefs. You know, this shows up in everyone, no matter how much you practice this. Like, again, maybe separate yourself from the belief. So, you know, if you have a belief that I'm going to fail at this business, or I don't have the money, or I don't have the time, or I don't have the resources, or whatever. Understand that, that's not even really you that's saying that. Again, it's your subconscious mind that's however many years old that is programmed to keep us, you know, it was built to keep us from getting eaten by a lion or falling into a pit. It was designed to keep us from harm or trouble. And so anything outside of what it deems comfort zone, it screams bad, scary, stay away, no, don't. And it will throw all this craziness into your brain. And if you allow that operating system to run your life, you're going to live life in a bubble and probably wake up one morning and say, dang, I wish I would have tried opening that business. I wish I would have pushed myself a little bit harder. I would encourage, I think there's three things that you can work on to help overcome those fears. Everything I believe is controlled by the emotional state that we're in. And depending on what emotional state we're in, depends on what type of limiting beliefs enter and dominate, or which ones we shut down and stop, right? Like if I were to ask everybody right now, think of a time in your life where you felt the most confident that you've ever felt in your life. Think about a time where you felt like you could bulldoze through anything, or you could accomplish anything. Maybe you ran a marathon for the first time, or maybe you graduated from college, or maybe had a child or got married, or think about a time that you just felt on top of the world where you could accomplish anything. And yeah. if you close your eyes and you really imagine that and you start to feel it, you can feel it inside. You can, you'll stand a little different. Your shoulders go back, you know, like you embody that state. If I were to ask you to do the same thing with an extremely painful, negative, terrible experience, you'd go down and you'd exhibit, you know, a depressed sense. And we all do this throughout the day, depending on things that happen. I would tell you to pay attention to your patterns of physiology, pay attention to your patterns of focus, and pay attention to your patterns of language. It's those three things that shape our state, and our state is what determines our destiny. Our state is what determines if the limiting belief is going to control us or if we're going to control it.
Exactly. I mean, you emphasize the importance of habits for success. So if you can share some of the practical tips on building and maintaining the powerful habits.
So one, I think that's super important that everybody should learn if they don't already is meditation. My girlfriend, Lucy, teaches a guided meditation. We have a group called Transformation Nation, and she goes live and does a guided meditation. So when I first came across, like I think people hear the word meditation sometimes and they have a little resistance to that, or they don't necessarily understand, or they don't know how to do it. You know, if you've never done it before and you're really focused on completely clearing your mind and all these thoughts come in and you say, oh, this doesn't work, or because I tried, but try a guided meditation. It brings me to tears every time she does it. And it's just really like a prayer. She's saying, thank you, God. Thank you, God, for the sun. Thank you for energy. Thanks for light. Thanks for confidence. Thanks for joy. Thanks for positive energy. Thanks for friendship. You know what I mean? And it just like, it refocuses your whole being on the good. Even amidst the day where everything that could possibly goes wrong, we still have so much to be grateful for and so much to be thankful for. And if we choose to focus on those things, we start to get significantly different results than if we're choosing to focus on our circumstances.
Yeah, definitely. So suppose, how can the listeners develop their emotional intelligence to better manage their emotions and leverage them for the positive outcomes?
So that's another good question. You know, meditation falls into that too. Another thing that my girlfriend that I watch her do every night that I see as a significant impact is every night she does her gratitude. So, you know, in the morning we're meditating, and then at night she does her gratitudes. And that part is such a beautiful thing too, because it's, she does two things. She does her gratitudes, everything that she's grateful for that happened that day. And it starts to train your mind to look for the good. You know, if I asked you how many red cars did you see on your drive to work today, most people would say, I don't really know. I don't remember. I'm sure I saw some. I don't really remember. But if I told you on your way home from work, I want you to count all the red cars that you see, you'd see 100 of them. And that's because you're looking for it. And so if we can start to train our mind, if we can start to train our subconscious to look for the good, because it's not wired that way. It's wired to look for the bad. It's wired to look for the fear. It's wired to look for the reason why we can't. And if we start to just put more good in than bad, if we start to train it, if we start to reward it for finding the good, those things over time start to dissipate.
Got it. Definitely. So, I mean, you believe in achieving this success while also maintaining a healthy life balance. So, if you can shortly, elaborate like on this concept and share some of the strategies.
So, I'll tell you that the first business that I built was when I was 21, and we built that company to around 100 employees. We became the number one rural housing lender in the state of Missouri in the U.S. But I was an absolute slave to that business. I was raised that your job as a man is to work and provide. And I very much still agree with that, but I associated work and provide to like outworking the whole rest of the world. And so I got to the office at 5:30 in the morning and I left at midnight, and I sacrificed relationships. I sacrificed my family. If you would have asked me, I was doing it all for the right reason. You know, I kind of subscribe to this. If I work really, really hard right now, then someday I can have this great life. So I'll sacrifice this time right now, so that someday, you know, I can have all this freedom. And that worked really well until 2007 came. And for those that aren't familiar, 2007 was when our whole economy collapsed, you know, the whole mortgage meltdown, the whole country kind of fell to its knees. And I hired a mentor shortly after that. And he said something to me that no one had ever said to me. And that was, you know, Jason, you're really good at business. You know, people say everything you touch turns to gold, and everything, every business that you start works. And he said, but I've seen all kinds of people like you. You're nobody special. And I was kind of taken back because he was kind of challenging me. And he said, anybody can make millions of dollars if they want to work 15 hours a week and neglect everything in their life that matters to them. Like, you're nobody special. He said, what would be special is if you could figure out how to make more money and how you could help more people in 3 hours a day instead of 15. Now that would be impressive. If you could grow your businesses, if you could help other people grow their businesses, if you could change lives, and you could do that in 3 hours a day and still have a life, now that would be impressive. And I never in my life, no one ever in my life proposed it to me like that. And my first thought was, yeah, right. That doesn't exist. Like that's not possible. You know, I know what it takes, right? To run a successful business. You have to be there from sun up to sundown. First one in there, last one to leave. And I had all these rules and beliefs about what it took to be a successful entrepreneur. But then I got exposed to a whole group of people in this mastermind that were, you know, working 15, 20 hours a week and had multi-million dollar successful businesses, and they weren't doing it on other people's backs. But you know what? They were at their kids' sporting events, and they had date night with their spouse, and they went on month-long vacations, and they did all this, and they lived life now. And so my belief structure around that started to shift because I started to see it with my own eyes that it did exist. And so I help a lot of entrepreneurs go from solopreneur to entrepreneur. I help them make kind of that transition from working on the business or working in the business to working on the business. And, you know, you can't have balance if you're working 60 or 70 hours a week. It doesn't exist. You can't be a good father or mom or husband or wife or son or daughter or friend or any of those things if you're working 60, 70, 80 hours a week. You just can't. There's no such thing as balance in that world. So we have to, in my opinion, we have to start asking ourselves better questions. Like, how could I push my business forward even more at an even higher level while cutting my time in half? When we start asking better questions, we start to get some better answers. And you're talking to a guy who didn't ask really great questions for his first 10 years in business. So hopefully you can take some of these lessons and yeah, learn them without having to burn the first 10 years like I did.
Yeah, exactly. So before we move, like, are there any resources you recommend for the listeners who want to delve deeper into the mindset mastery?
You know, I created, like I mentioned before, I created a 16-week training that really goes through the entire gambit of rewiring your subconscious, changing your identity, changing your beliefs, changing your whole vision for what you want your life to look like, vision for your business. So, I mean, there's a very specific process, but it's intense and it's 16 weeks long and it's expensive. And so a while back, we condensed that and made a kind of intro version. It's a 3-hour version of that that will show you exactly how to rewire, change these things, change your mindset, reduce the anxiety, reduce the fears that come in. And it's a program that we sell on our website for $1,000, but I wanted to do something like, I wanted to do something special for your listeners. So for anybody that is hearing this message saying, I think I could benefit from that, it's totally free to your audience, but you have to put in the code HEALTHY. So you can go to www.ultimatesuccessblueprint.com, and then it's going to try to make you pay for it. Put in the coupon code HEALTHY and it will change that $997 to zero. It's totally free, no strings attached. I really want everybody that's listening to this message to take that in, because it's been an absolute game changer for me, for my life, and for so many other people that we've been blessed to share it with.
That's really lovely, really lovely. Wow, so that was a powerful conversation with Jason, dear listeners. So if you are feeling inspired to unlock your potential and achieve that success with a healthy mindset, remember these key takeaways. So mindset is a muscle, and just like any muscle, you can strengthen yours through the consistent practice and the right strategies. And develop the emotional intelligence, understanding your emotions and managing them effectively is very, very crucial for the peak performance. And at the same time, build the powerful habits, like small and consistent actions can definitely lead to the big results. So for more insights from Jason, check out the show notes for links to his website and the resources. He has already mentioned it. I'll definitely put those into the show notes so that it will be easier for all of you to reach out to him. And thanks again to Jason for joining us on this Hack Your Brain. Thank you. And the mindset and the emotions for the success. So, dear listeners, like, if you have enjoyed this episode, please subscribe, rate, and review the show to help us reach more listeners. And also remember that you have the power to hack your brain and achieve that extraordinary things. So now let's make this happen. Till then, stay happy, stay healthy. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.